After nearly three decades working at the Bloomington Housing Authority, Gloria Hersey is calling it a career. The retiring Hersey spent the last 24 years as Resident Services Director at the BHA, putting her on the front lines of a world many in Bloomington Normal never see. WGLT student reporter Tiffany Jackson speaks to Hersey about her career and the changing face of public housing.
Gloria Hersey didn't just work in public housing. She lived in public housing. While living at the Woodhill Family Apartments, she landed a job at the Bloomington Housing Authority. Hersey says this was a blessing and sometimes a double-edged sword.
Because I knew both sides and I could advocate. And sometimes I advocated very loudly, you know, for the residents. I really backed our resident councils. We had resident councils in our site at that time. I never was a part of it because, you know, I was a working mom. And so by the time I got off work, because I worked in the factory, you know, I claimed to be real tired, and I was, but I just didn't get off into, you know, the different, like, the resident councils. But I backed them. Whatever I could do to support them, I always did that.
Hersey's experience as a former public housing resident gave her a unique perspective on the obstacles many low-income families face.
I saw a lot of things, you know, but I vested myself as a resident living on site. You know, I wanted to be someone who was there not only for me and my children, but for my neighbors. So it all kind of, you know, started like that. You know, I went through a job loss and a divorce, and I decided, okay, Lord, what am I going to do now? And when he showed me, okay, school, college, and I'm like, ah. So I always have to say that I was a very angry, young, black woman, mother so far, and thus far going to school, but it really paid off. It paid off.
While living at Woodhill, single mother Hersey decided to enroll in Illinois State University to study social work. She was drawn to the field because, as she puts it, her purpose and mission in life has always been the helping field.
It came down through the generations. You know, I come from a family of beauticians, barbers, teachers. My grandparents and my parents, you know, they were sharecroppers. So the helping field just came natural to me. And I agreed to, within myself, okay, if this is me, let's do me. I chose social work, which was not new to me. It just put a name to what I've done all my life and what all my family members have done. We just didn't have a name like social work.
She considers her years as Resident Services Director to be her calling. She's helped public housing residents access educational resources and social services, resolve conflicts, and improve their lives overall. She's also trained and mentored numerous Housing Authority employees, interns, and volunteers. It's a big job. BHA owns and manages over 600 units and 9 sites.
You do what you have to do, and I have staff that are frontline fighters. And there are certain things that, you know, we do as far as making sure our residents are taken care of. We have a lot of programs outlined. Stacy Wiggin, Lakeisha James Smith. I mean, we just did it. I mean, it's something when you are working for the people, I mean, really from the heart, you do what you have to do. And then all of my coworkers, they have all been here for us. Resident Services is a department that we are frontline fighters, but we also have moral support from our coworkers. And we all work together, and that's what you have to do to make an agency a success.
Hersey clearly loved working with the residents, but they could also be the hardest part of the job.
Having to work with hard-to-work-with clients, the folks that you go beyond that 100% and it still doesn't work for them, most times it's going to be a revolving door for them. But at the same time, you know this, but you keep on trying. You keep on plugging in to them, hoping, you know, one day that light is going to come on and say, Now I get it. Now I get it. And I tell you, I have had the opportunity for that to happen, and it was the greatest feeling. Because, you know, sometimes you can't save the masses, so it's the few. So, but I feel this way, even when you save the few, that is the few that can put their hand back and pull someone else up. And as that happens, you look up and, hey, it becomes the masses. So that's what I get, you know, from that. You know, the hard to serve, but you serve them anyway.
Hersey became a role model of sorts as she built relationships with residents over the years.
As a resident, the friendships that I built then, I never let go of them. At that point, it was residents watching each other. You know, and sometimes when one, you know, plant flowers, you look up, everybody's planting flowers. And for me, when I started college, you know, I encouraged my neighbors, and I still, you know, keep in contact and remember my neighbors who said, you know, oh, I'm going to school too. And it was a few of them that we were in the same classes. So that was a blessing. It was, you know, you look around and you got people following in your footsteps.
With almost 3 decades of experience at the Bloomington Housing Authority, Hersey has seen the face of public housing change throughout the years.
Because back in the day, it was a lot of folk from the Bloomington Normal. And I think after they shut down, you know, the sites in Chicago, the high rises and all that, we got a lot of folks who came here. It was an adjustment period because we were dealing with people who, to me, had lived a much harder life. Not all, but a lot. And we had to pour more in to them. And I say that because a lot of the folks had been through more than we would ever dream of going through because they came from a larger metropolitan area. Trying to meet their needs was a little harder. But in convincing them that you're here for them and building that rapport with them, that rapport of trusting, because when they come in from the larger cities, and not just Chicago, other larger metropolitan cities, they have a trust issue. And sometimes, you know, building that rapport and that trust, put in a lot of time. You put in a lot of time at that point. But again, I say, it works. Even if it's a few, hey, you grab that few, and that few can pull folk up from behind.
Hersey was honored at an open house last week. Her last day on the job was Friday. I'm Tiffany Jackson.
Another longtime BHA staffer, Stacy Wiggins, was also recognized at last week's open house. She's leaving the Housing Authority to pursue full-time graduate work at ISU.